nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. The rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. Nothing's gonna stop me now.
Where is he? Has he been down here yet?
Who are you talking about?
Who am I talking about?
Well, if you don't know, how can I help you?
I am talking about the director, Joel Berry. He's making the television commercial for the Chronicle.
I heard something about that.
He has been scouring the building looking for the perfect Chronicle employee to star in it. But he hasn't found me yet.
Well, in that dress, I don't see how he can miss you.
Do you like it? Mr. Berry does. I followed him around all morning, but I wasn't able to catch his eye. You would think that a nationally syndicated columnist would be able to attract his attention, but no. So I ran out and got this dress. It's an original. One of a kind.
Better be looking in a mirror.
They told me mine was the only one like this.
In your size, maybe.
Oh, Harriet, just between you and me, I don't think that's your color.
Today it is. That could be Mr. Berry. Oh, look at that stain.
What stain? Damn, she's good.
The director will notice you, and then he will put you in the commercial. Thank and you will become a star and start living the lifestyle of the rich and famous. And then that guy will say about you, expert said it couldn't be done, impossible. Oh, yeah? A man with no upper lip at all parlays into spectacular screen success and a fabulous dream villa in pulsating Puerto Vallarta. Has success ruined him? Well, of course not. Don't be ridiculous.
Do you think?
He's not gonna pick me. He'll probably find whoever he's looking for on one of the upper floors. That's where all the glamour jobs are.
What is the matter with you, Miles? I mean, showing me a loading dock? Now, we're not shooting a Beacons commercial, Miles, but... Well, what is this place? I mean, it looks like a basement.
It is a basement.
Oh.
Is that the director?
I think it is.
Well, if he's a director, he might know Wayne Newton.
Falky, he's a very busy man. I'm sure he doesn't want to be bothered.
Yes, but
why don't
we
just go about our business and pretend he's not here?
Here's your mail, Coulson.
Thanks.
I don't believe it, Miles. Two people who are actually working instead of auditioning. Can I see that again?
Can you see what again?
Give him the mail.
I just did.
Oh, I know, but would you just mind going through the motions again? No,
No, just walk to the desk, huh? Walk. Walk. Stop! That's it! Miles, I have found the person from my commercial.
Okay, did you hear that? I think you're going to be in the commercial.
Oh, well, he's going to be in it, too. But you. You're my star.
There he is. Hit it. Wherever we go, whatever we do, we're gonna go through it together. We may not go far, but...
Too bad we're gonna miss you filming your commercial. It sounds exciting.
Yeah, we have to fly to boring old Paris.
I'd love to see you act.
Well, you may get your chance, because Larry is thinking of becoming a professional lesbian.
What?
Thespian.
What?
Actor. I was just kicking around the idea of doing some theater, you know, local stuff. Then, who knows, maybe Tinseltown?
Cousin, you're going to Santa's village?
Hollywood.
Well, we have to get to the airport early. Good luck.
Thanks.
Good night, Balky.
Good night.
Don't worry. If this all works out like I think it might, I won't forget the little people. The people who believed in me. The people who said, Larry, you've got a dream. Go out and live it. The people who...
Larry, I have to do my hair in the morning.
Sorry. See you when you get back.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, big day tomorrow. Guess I'll turn in.
Wait a minute. Balky, come here. We have got a lot of work to do. I want to prepare you for the commercial. So let's rehearse your part.
Well, what is there to rehearse? I just... walk up to you like this and say, here's your man, Mr. Appleton, and...
That's how you're going to do it tomorrow?
Well, that's how I do it every day.
Balky, every day you're a person delivering the mail. But tomorrow, you'll be an actor playing the part of a person delivering the mail. Two completely different things. One is a job, the other is acting.
No, cousin. One is delivering the mail, and the other is delivering the mail.
Balky. I know a little bit about acting. Oh, why be honest? I know a lot about acting. In high school, I built the sets for West Side Story.
I love that one. Tomorrow.
Balky, and speaking of tomorrow, I wouldn't want you to be embarrassed tomorrow because you wouldn't let me help you tonight.
I don't want to be embarrassed tomorrow.
No, I didn't think you would. Here, let's get started. Let's pretend that this is my desk. Your workspace is over here. You cross to me and hand me the mail. Okay, ready? Go. Wrong!
But I haven't done anything yet.
Balky, my high school drama teacher always said, acting is just concentration and relaxation. So when you walk, concentrate on relaxing. Just concentrate on relaxing. All right, ready? Let's try it. Go. Relax your feet. Relax your knees. Relax your hips. Swing those arms. Yes, head up. Shoulders back. Not that far back. Not bad. All right. Let's work on your line. Go ahead, say it.
Here's your mail, Mr. Appleton.
Mail. You've got to emphasize mail. That's the important word. Now try it again.
Here's your mail.
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 Mail. Mail. Okay, let's put it all together. All right, ready? Go. Relax the feet. Relax the knees. Hips. Swing those arms. Head up. Shoulders back.
Here's your mail, Mr. Appleton.
Better. Listen up, everybody. We are ready to roll. Belky,
coming in.
Now, I want a little spontaneity with this commercial, so we are going to do it without a rehearsal. Okay? This is a take. Roll tape. Settle. Everyone settle. And action. Belky, come here. Are your legs okay?
Well, I don't mean to brag, but on Meepos, they're the talk of the village.
Joel, can I have a second?
Oh, yeah, Larry.
Oh, don't worry. He'll get it. I've been working with him myself. Just tell him, less knees, more hips. That should do it.
Less knees, more hips. Got it.
Thanks, babe.
Belky, I understand you've been working with your cousin.
Oh, yes, he has been very helpful. He taught me the difference between just delivering the mail and being an actor who is playing the part of a person delivering the mail.
I see. Belky, just forget everything he told you, all right? And just simply deliver the mail. Roll tape. And action.
Is your mail, Mr. Appleton?
I did it! I did it!
Cut!
Belky, you said your line very well. But now you have to let me do my part. That is why we're here.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
No, it's fine. Come on. Here we go. Back to the table and the mail. All right. And roll tape.
All right. It's my job.
Then let's get with it, Miles.
Roll tape.
And action.
Here's your mail, Mr. Appleton.
Thanks, Balky. Here at the Chicago Chronicle, we work hard every day.
Cut! What the hell was that?
What did I do? Did that? I don't know what they did. Not you.
Him. What was that voice? What happened to your regular voice?
That was my regular voice. Modulated to performance level.
Well, don't modulate. Just speak.
Okay. If that's what you want.
Indulge me, hmm? Okay, here we go. Back to the table. And the mail. From the top, roll tape. And settle. Action.
Here's your man, Mr. Appleton.
Thanks, Balky. Here at the Chicago Chronicle, we work hard every day. But, hey, that doesn't mean we're not fun people.
Cut! Where did those words come from? You see, fun people isn't in my script.
I was having trouble with the lines you gave me. They didn't pop.
Just say the lines the way they are written. Okay, here we go. One more time, and... Let's try it one more time. Roll tape. Again. And... action.
There's your man, Mr. Appleton.
Cut!
No! No!
No, you can't say cut. You see, that's my job.
Yes, but he said, there's your mail instead of here's your mail.
Oh,
and
oh.
I thought we were sticking to the script.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No.
I'm sorry.
Balky, you're doing fine. Larry, let's take a break, huh? I think I need a creative meeting over here.
Look, I think I have a solution.
Blair, I think I have a solution of my own. So we really won't need you for this meeting.
Okay. We'll try it your way first. The director seems upset with someone.
You're my best cousin.
Don't you worry, Balky. If they decide not to use you in this commercial, I walk.
Now, Marianne, let's help clean up before we go.
No, we do that.
Isn't that the Chronicle building?
The Chicago Chronicle.
It's our commercial.
Chicago's best and
friendliest. Oh, we don't
need to see
this. Oh, yes, we do.
We haven't seen it yet.
Here's your mail, Mr. Appleton.
Hi, I'm Balky Bartahumus, and I just delivered the mail to a reporter here at the Chronicle. And if he were not so busy writing an article for today's paper, he would tell you that here at the Chronicle, we work hard every day to bring you the news with a friendly touch. So, join our friendly family every morning with the Chronicle.
The Chicago Chronicle. News with a friendly touch.
Balky, you were wonderful.
Except that Larry was good.
Was Larry in it? Of course he was. And you were very good, too. I mean, it's hard to just sit there and not say anything. I mean, but what we could see in your face expressed this whole kind of a range of emotion. And the way you took the mail. You made it look so easy.
Do you think we should go now?
Yes, I do. Thanks for a great evening. It was a great night. And Larry, you were
wait. Good night.
Cousin, you're upset.
No, I'm fine.
Now, cousin, ever since we finished making that commercial, you've been on an antacid binge. Don't you think it would make you feel better to talk about it?
When Jennifer and Marianne left for Paris, I was Larry Appleton star. By the time they got back, I was Larry Appleton bit player.
Cousin, you're at least a two-bit player.
Balky, I told everyone I was going to be a big star. I even practiced my autograph. Love ya, Larry A. I lost my part in the first 5 minutes.
But, cousin, that's just because they went a different way with it.
Balky, that's Hollywood talk for getting fired. Now, when my friends look at me, all they'll see is Larry Appleton, the jerk.
Cousin, you underestimate your friends. We don't see that ridiculous Larry Appleton. Not for a second.
You don't?
Well, maybe for a second.
Uh-huh.
But, cousin, when your friends look at you, we see Larry Appleton, the good friend, and Larry Appleton, the kind person, and Larry Appleton, who is always there when you need him. And Larry Appleton, who never tears the tags off of mattresses. And Larry Appleton...
Thanks, Chalky. I feel better. You know, I have to admit, you were pretty good in that commercial. No, I mean it. You were sensational. Yeah, even just the way you said, here's the mail.
Mail.
That's what I said.
No, you said mail. It's mail.
Mail.
Better.
What I'm trying to say is, I'm proud of you. And I'll bet you get a kick out of seeing your picture on every bus in Chicago.
Ben, you got a surprise coming your way, cousin.
What is it?
Balky?
What's the surprise?